What's going on, y'all? Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, back again from a part two episode. Somehow, some way, we made it to this day. So I got to get my bro Jimmy Jam on the line. We're going to see if we can get him on. We're also going to see if we can get my bro K-Down on. I was just talking to the man. Hopefully he's listening to this episode. I'm going to try to give him both a call. See if we can get him on. Yesterday was my first official interview, history in the making for me, and I'm so grateful for it. Definitely a great experience, and I was happy I was able to do it. Now, me and my homie Jimmy interviewing him was definitely a fun thing to do. Haven't talked to the man in an actual long time, but the way, you know, we had to talk him yesterday, you would think it was like yesterday that we've been talking. So that's usually how we do. So definitely try to get him back on, and we gonna see what's happening. Wanna finish up the conversation on the Cubs. Hopefully we can get some more stuff we talked about now. And apologize to my bro getting out. Apparently he was supposed to also do a show today, but the way this podcast stuff go, a few technical difficulties. Looks like we're gonna be upgrading soon, just so we can, you know, work this out to where it won't be such a struggle. So we gonna see what happened with that. And then I got my bro Jimmy Jam coming on the line. Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
How you doing today, man?
I'm good. How you feeling, man?
Pretty nice, man. Pretty good.
Good, man. I want to say I appreciate you for yesterday. Definitely was a pretty good show. I want to let you know I don't like myself enough to hear myself the whole time, so I appreciate finally being able to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, it was fun, man. I told my lady about it. She enjoyed it. It was pretty fun, man. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, man. And that was only
thank you for having me, too.
Couple of minutes. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, listening to it. You know, if you hear it, it's like, even though we ain't talked in a while, as far as, like, actually speaking, like, you would damn near not even know it. So.
I guess, man. Pick up where we left off. After 20-some years.
Oh, yeah, man. It's nothing, man. It should be that easy all the time.
Yeah.
But, definitely appreciate you, man. And also, I think I wanted to tell you a few things. One, you know, whether this thing that I'm doing blow up or not, man, I'm still always want to have people like you on. I don't know if anybody really watch my other podcasts and stuff like that, but I told people, like, I would like to talk to genuine people that actually know sports, actually know what's going on in the street, stuff like that, rather than, you know, find some entertainer or something like that to talk to. If that ever happens for me, I prefer real people that actually live a regular life, you know what I'm saying? So I always appreciate it, man. And then, you know, it appears that I'd be wrong about some things. Cubs did win yesterday. I believe they took the game 5-1. And no wild
yes,
and out. No wild and out. They was calm. Everybody was amazed. I don't even think nobody was drunk. So it's like, I don't know if they just waiting for that action or what.
I'm not really too sure, man. I didn't really get no phone calls last night about no crazy shit. I mean, I was in bed kind of early. As soon as the game was over, you know, I was in bed within the next 30 minutes. But I didn't get no phone calls. Nobody texted me. Nobody really said anything about the game. So,
yeah.
it kind of seemed like everybody's just, you know, trying to stay reserved, you know, until that one last game. And then, you know,
that last one where everybody running out onto the field.
Yeah.
So they said, for what I heard, they said that they took the L in the first game to try to weather that hole. I don't know if that's true or how true that is.
I mean, for us to win it at home, I think the format, I would have to double check again. Off the top of my head, I think it's we're going to do the next three in Chicago, and then we'll do Cleveland and then Chicago. So if they were to take the first L in Chicago, that means that they would have to take another L game six. Like, if they're trying to win it all in Chicago, they would have to win it all game seven. We can't win it all game five. Because it's tied up right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. So it's a best of seven, because I've never actually watched a World Series. So how does that work?
Oh, actually, hold on 1 second. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, Matthew, we can take a game five in Chicago. What am I talking about? I mean, yeah, you know, and now that I think about it, that might be possible.
Yeah.
I don't think giving away games
like
in the World Series
yesterday
is the thing to do, but
I mean, I guess if you want it all at the crib, and, you know, game seven, I can't say it's kind of cutting it too close. I mean,
yeah,
I don't deny that you could do it, but I would say that'd be like, damn.
I have to sit here and count on my fingers right now. Like, hold on, two, three. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they're going to give away a game on purpose. I don't really see that happening. But, you know, with this coaching staff we got, with Joe Maddon, this guy's like the mad scientist of baseball. And, you know, you never really know with this guy, man. You never really know. So, go Cubs.
I know my bro K-Dow was saying, like, because I'm like, they finally playing at a high caliber. And he was like, yeah, because they finally getting paid. They was willing to go out and actually get the talent rather than just the talent showing up itself. I don't know how true that is. But apparently,
out of here, that last part.
You know, something that happened. Rather than the talent, you know, being shuffled to the team, you know, they actually went out and got good talent, solid talent. And the reason why the team is doing so well. So,
I mean, Cleveland's made some trades in the past to kind of put him in his position. Like, you know, them two strong arms they got in that rotation was brought in through trades, three-way trades with Oakland.
Oh,
and I believe it was the Nationals, I want to say, or Cincinnati. I'm not really sure. But, I mean, they got a strong farm system too, man. You know, it's not – there's a lot of farm systems in the league that I think get slept on. And I do believe Cleveland does have a strong farm system, man. They got a lot of young talent over there, man. They got good bats over there. They got strong arms in the rotation. They got good relievers. Now, they got a reliever over there that should be a starting pitcher. Henry
Hill?
Nah, he should be a starter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, actually, I think he is going to start game three. I think he might be starting game three.
Yeah, I think
they used him as a reliever.
I'm about that. Yeah. Well, they were saying they feel like he should get actually more start time than just, you know, game three. I think it's like game three to possibly game seven.
He's a little older guy. I think he's a little older, so, you know, you got to keep him on the watch his pitch.
I think sometimes, you know, vintage is the best because it's just like with Wade, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he can stay healthy, that's vintage Wade. That's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I can't see no downside to that.
Nobody's expecting Wade to stay healthy, though. I fully expect Wade to give us
55,
60 games. I expect him to miss at least 20 games this season. Fully expect it. 15 to 20 games. I'm calling it right now. You're hearing it right now. 15 to 20 games, Wade is going to miss easily. And it's not going to be because of injury. Now, there's going to be some where – what's that?
No, I'm almost feeling you on this one. I can't really deny it. It's not like he's, you know, been through a full season as of late, so I can't be like, no, that's not going to happen.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So,
I mean, not every time he missed games in Miami, it wasn't always because of injury. You know, sometimes, you know,
right.
he just needs a break. You know, you got to give your star a break. So,
I think it was Drew Holiday on the Pelicans that they were saying he's taking, like, a good couple of weeks or maybe a few months off because he's about to have a child and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I mean, I heard of you taking a couple of weeks off, so I don't know, maybe.
Drew Holiday?
You know, a little more serious is happening now. All
right, well, congratulations to Mr. Holiday, man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Family first, man.
Yeah. So we know that the Cubs definitely have a strong team and a good strategy, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, man, we just, I think we got to just go out there and just keep doing what we do, play our kind of game, man. You know, I don't think it's any time to be worried about nothing. I think one of the most hot topics right now is if Schwarber's going to play defense game three or not. Like that's one of the things. Like, what do you think about that?
Man, it's either got to happen or it's not going to happen at all, man. This is the World Series. I can honestly say some people get nervous around this time, and I'm hoping that don't happen. But either team, you know, you want to see a classic regardless of who come out with the win. And it's not always that easy to get a classic. Like, when the Sox did do it, I was surprised at what, you know, all of that they were able to accomplish in such a short time. So they really wanted it that time. And I think the Cubs got, if not that, more, you know, of that passion. So I'm looking forward to – I'm hoping I can catch at least one or two of the games. But the way it's going right now, it's already looking like they're giving a good show. So I'm ecstatic. I'm just waiting for that W. Even if that means
I got to
go on here and get this license plate, I'm going to just have to deal with it. I told my bro, I don't know how good a blue license plate is going to look on an all-black whip, but we'll work that out later.
Are you trying to get a White Sox plate?
No, I got to get a Cubs plate. I'll get that W.
Oh, man. You going to come over to the dark side?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's like,
everybody looks better in Cubby Blue, man. Everybody looks better in Cubby Blue, man. I mean, the White Sox, when they won the World Series that year, man, they got hot at the right time, and they stood hot, man. And they embarrassed Houston in the World Series, man. Damn. I mean, even though that last game, it was like 1-0 or 2-1. Like, I think it was 1-0 that game. But, you know, for the most part, they just manhandled Houston, man. So, you know, good for the Sox, man. Good for them. But it's our time now.
Looking forward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm happy for y'all, man. You know, kudos.
Team up these Bears, though, man.
Them Bears, man, it's like I said yesterday, man. I think I don't see no playoffs happening this year, but I do feel like they can end on a strong note, you know what I'm saying? If it's any quarterback that can actually do it, I feel like Cutler can if he stays healthy enough, man. And I told people, like, he was on the Broncos. That's where I actually learned to like him and stuff like that. Cause he had a lot of heart, you know, and he went hard, but I think they said that they had problems when he was on there too, so I'm not sure. I don't know. I think the man might have lost his passion playing football. That might be what's stemming, you know, for all these issues. So, what can do. But I definitely want to see us win. You know what I'm saying? I want to see us get it going. And
I think I'm just looking for the minor improvements, man.
Being that Jeffries is a fantasy football wide receiver, I'm going to need Cutler to get it together, hand him that ball.
Yeah. I'm looking for minor improvements, man. I'm not looking for no. I'm really not even looking for W's, man. I'm just looking for in-game W's. Like, I just want to see, like, us get pressure on the quarterbacks. I want to see us get good blocking. I want to see, you know, tackles pulling out, getting good run, you know, on the run real nice, getting to the second level. I want to see our corners, you know, being able to jam a receiver and mirror him down the field. Like, I want to see safeties flying on run plays. I want to see linebackers not biting on play action. We could still lose the game 21-17, and, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm not expecting any W's. I just want to see improvements, man. As far as Cutler goes, I've been ready for him to go, man. I was a Cutler supporter his first 3 or 4 years. And these past 3 years, man, I've just been like, you know what? It's time for you to go, bro. And I feel about Jeffrey right now, like, I was a fan of Jeffrey when he was in South Carolina, when he was a Gamecock. You know, I was surprised got him in the second round. Yeah, he was a beast. He got him in the second round.
Yeah. And
I thought it was a steal. And, at this point now, I'm ready for him to go, too. Because this past year, it just seems like this guy really doesn't want to be here, man. Like, and I understand these athletes want to get paid, but it's like, I love my city more than I love you. And if you don't love my city, you definitely don't need to play for my city. And I kind of feel like it's all about the money. Like, he's not here to build, man. He's here to get paid. And another Chicago sports star that didn't get paid.
If you heard that, Jimmy Jam, that's my big bro, K-Down. He is the co-host of the show. Finally came on.
Hey,
I was
up,
going
man?
To do some, but I'm pretty sure you've seen a couple of posts from him on Facebook. He got on finally. I don't know what happened, what took him so long, but I was going to do some, but I want you to finish the statement.
Man, by the time you text me, by the time I think my text, you know, I was finishing up The Legend of Tarzan, you know, on Kale. I pay $200 a month, so I watch everything, chick flicks and all. But from the little snippet that I heard about as far as the Bears, they need to blow everything up and start from scratch. I think all the sports teams in Chicago need to take a page out of T.O. Epson's book. Not really just the Cubs book, but T.O. Epson's book. You pick the person that you want to keep, the couple people that you want to keep to build around. Then everybody else is expandable. You trade for good people, solid people, and you draft good. And I like this year's draft. This year's draft, them players will be future cornerstones for the team. But I think he's put a little bit too defense heavy. He only got one offensive lineman when we need a whole offensive line. So next year I think they're going to go offense heavy. But I hope they lose the rest of the team.
I mean, it's kind of hard to address every problem in one draft, man. Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, they did go defensive heavy, but we were lacking that linebacker so bad. Like, we drafted, I believe it was two linebackers, two or three people in the secondary. Defense, Jonathan Bullard, who I think is underplayed. I don't know why Mitch Unrein is still starting over Jonathan Bullard. Makes no sense to me. But next draft, I agree with that. I do think we're going to go offensive line heavy. I think Whitehair has done an amazing job at center. Who was originally drafted at left guard. I think he's done an amazing job at center right now. I think we're going to continue to build, and I agree with you 100%. Tear it down. I mean, you look at Green Bay. I hate them bastards, but you look at Green Bay. Ted Thompson has done an amazing job of constantly drafting. He always hits in the draft. This guy constantly hits players in the draft, and that's why Green Bay is always in contention because he has a bunch of plug-and-play guys. You know, there's only one Micah Hyde, but that roster has like five Micah Hydes. Guys that are playing out of position. Ty Montgomery, wide receiver playing running back. You know what I mean? Like, when you hit in the draft, you get teams like that. When you miss in the draft, like we have, you know, you got this kind of a season. So I agree with you 100%. Tear it down.
That's I've been telling people that. Everybody like, oh man, don't tear it down, man. Tear that shit down, rebuild it. I mean,
I think they still going off that Lovie Smith chemistry type stuff where it's just like, let them build. But like, man, you gotta sometimes scrap that and go a different route.
I think Lovie Smith got way too much credit for that Bears team, man. I think Lovie got way too much credit for that, man.
Yeah, but, dog, they not going.
And the one thing I can say, I feel like he did have was the defense that might have been backed up by Urlacher, you know what I'm saying? He might have held that post strong enough to for him to get steamed up off of, for Lovie to get steamed up off of. But I did appreciate that defense, I won't lie.
Ron Rivera, the unsung hero of that defense that nobody gives no love to. Ron Rivera. This man went to Carolina and turn that defense into an elite defense in 5 years. Six years.
I gotta disagree with you on that one, bro.
I don't never hear nobody bring up Ron Rivera's name in no kind of conversation as far as that defense goes.
I bring his name up, but it's not the way you gonna like. You get to the Super Bowl, your defense is the top ranked defense in the league. You get to the Super Bowl, the first defensive play you call is a rush, a full-out blitz. You get to Peyton Manning, you sack the motherfucker, you fuck up his little chemistry, because once Peyton Manning get hit, he a deer in headlights. He don't know what to do. You blitz him, you get the sack, and then you don't blitz the rest of the game. Ron Rivera threw that goddamn game. Ron Rivera
It was talks like that.
Are one of the best blitzing defenses in the league at that time, in that year, and y'all only blitz one time.
But we didn't blitz as much. We didn't blitz as much as you make it sound that season. That was a cover two defense. We depended on our front four. You got to blitz every once in a while from Briggs or Urlacher or even Hillenmeyer, but for the most part, that was a cover two. If we really thought we were going to take a cover two defense and go against a three wide set with Peyton Manning of all quarterbacks and win, come on, bro. Especially when you got an offense that can't move the ball, put up no points. What you expect was going to happen?
But
look at the time of possession of that game, man.
If you playing in the game and you see, this type of stuff is rattling him, would you continue to do that or would you go away from it?
I think you stick to what you know. You got to stick to what got you here, man. You can't just go off and just change the whole thing up now and start doing some new shit. Well, I understand what you're saying. You do got to take some risks.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with that.
You stick to what you know for so long, but you also have to adapt. When you see what you know not winning, when you see what you know not getting you the results that you need, you have to adapt. Mm-hmm. Like when me and Earn and all our other bros, we playing basketball. All of us playing basketball, our whole five-man group, is nothing but point guards. All of us 6 feet and under. But you put me inside the post, they look at me and they're like, oh, well, it's a baby in the post. I'm getting rebounds all game. I'm getting blocks all game. But we start playing, that's not the actual fact. I'm getting rebounds over people 6'7" and taller because I adapt my game to the way that they play. You can't just always do what you know and what you love. You saw when we saw that you got to him on that blitz, he should have blitzed again. And then as soon as he saw that what we were doing wasn't working because they were scoring on us with ease, when you saw that, you mix it up and you throw, okay, well, that blitz got to him last time and it kind of rattled him. I'm going to go on and do another blitz, see what's going on. See if we can get to him again.
I
can never call another.
I can say this is a Super Bowl. It might not be the day. You might be thinking like it might not be time for a little crazy switch up in the Super Bowl. I kind of feel him on. You got to stick to what you know type of thing. Like
I understand the points you made. I completely agree with that. But you know it's. I think it's a lot more complex than that, man. It's so much film that these players go over It's almost like curriculum, mm-hmm. man. These guys are in class for hours and hours and hours. You know, Peyton Manning's seen it all. When you have an offense that cannot help your defense, when you got Urlacher gassed in the second quarter, like, you kind of just can't blame it on the defense. The defense got you to the dance. Now, if you can't fucking dance, mm-hmm. you can't blame it on the defense. Mm-hmm. How many times did Benson fumble the ball? Thomas Jones couldn't run the ball for shit. We had Rex Grossman. I don't even know how this guy even made
yeah.
it. Like, we had no yeah. offensive pieces over there. The only highlight of that game for us was Hester on the first kick return.
Yeah,
bringing it back for a touchdown. That was it. Other than that offense was pathetic, bro. I don't agree with Ron Rivera throwing it. Like, I don't think you could just start switching it up and just start coming out with all-out blitz, single safety high. I don't agree with that, man. They're going to run cover two. That's what they do. They're going to depend on their front four. When you got Peyton Manning doing max protect, and he's doing a whole lot of, hitches and, guys going up the post route. It is what it is. It's just going
to
happen.
That goes back to the Steelers' second Super Bowl win, though. They was getting their ass handed to them. They was getting their ass handed to them by the Arizona Cardinals. They switched shit up. Second half, came out in the second half. They had defensive guys playing positions and being in spots that they normally don't play. And it worked out for them. Just like this year.
Yeah.
Just like this year with baseball. Who normally have their ace pitcher pitch twice in the series on a one-day and a two-day rest? Kurt Tayshaw pitched four times in one series. Sometimes it's not about what you're used to. It's about winning.
They pitch.
You're gonna lose. Yeah, three times. He pitched the first. He pitched out 110 pitches. Then the next day he came in and he threw 78.
Yeah.
And then he came back and pitched again and threw out another 100
pitches. Got his ass rocked too.
Winning.
Good.
Yeah, but it's all about winning. If you have to adapt to win. You can't. If you see what you used to not working, you got to change it. Like, it's just like saying, like, I normally kick with my left foot. I always sway right. So I'm going to kick with my right foot when I'm on my right side so I can sway left.
Right.
You know, they didn't adapt at all. And then the last Super Bowl with the Carolina Panthers, his play caller was kind of iffy with me on that one. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he gets
rattled. Nah, don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on that Super Bowl. You know what? The Panthers, every time I look at the Panthers, bro, from last year, I always think of Dennis Green's most famous rant. They are who we thought they were. Carolina was who the fuck I thought they were. You know why they looked so good last year? They had a top five defense with the fifth easiest schedule and the third worst division. That's why the fuck that defense looked like they was all that in the back of hot
chips.
They went and they played a real offense, and they got lit the fuck up. That's what happened with Carolina.
But Carolina also did have the third best defensive back combination, and they broke all that shit up this year.
Right, but they had the fifth easiest schedule, the third easiest. Half the division is already half your games. You were in the third worst division with the fifth easiest schedule with a top five defense. You don't get no cool points from me. Carolina gets no cool points from me at all.
I looked at that schedule. And I told everybody, man, they not that good. Look at the defense. He was going up against. Of course, he's gonna rush and throw for all them damn touchdowns and yards. He wasn't going up against nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I think the average.
And then they lose to Atlanta.
And
they lose to Atlanta. Like that shit was in the dome. That shit was
like
crazy.
17.
Yep.
Well,
that 115-1 was wild.
This is going great. And, I wish I had you on yesterday, K-Down, but I couldn't get a hold of you at that time.
I was saying, man, this guy was watching Tarzan and shit last night.
this was the beautifulness that I need in my life with this radio show. And I'm hoping it go like this a lot more. Of course, Jimmy Jam, we're going to have you on the show a lot more, man. So I appreciate you coming on. K-Dan,
no doubt. Thanks for having me.
Today. You know
good
I'm going
to
hit you up,
K-Dan.
Man. You know, he's in the pile, man.
Before I go to work, man.
You know it, man. I'm out here right now. I mean, hey, you already know what it is, man. I'm out here. When I'm rolling, I'm rolling, man. Shoot me a text. All right,
we gonna work it out,
number, man. You're more than welcome to call me whenever you want, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Like I said, the Jimmy Jam first interview, part two. This is Easy Also, Most Known Unknown, Easy. We got K-Down on the line, man. Thank y'all for joining us. Y'all have a good day.
All right, bro. We out.
All right.